the other night, I mentioned on the program that we would be talking tonight to a gentleman who gave a lecture at the New York Center. And I'm referring to Arthur C. Clarke. Mr. Clarke is one of the world's foremost authorities on the subject of spaceflight. Mr. Clarke is a fellow of the Royal Astronomical Society and for 5 years was chairman of the British Interplanetary Society. He is a well-known author, and among his books are the following: Exploration of Space, Interplanetary Flight, Childhood's End, Against the Fall of Night, and Sands of Mars. I frankly do not know what Mr. Clarke's opinions may be as far as flying saucers are concerned. As an astronomer, and also I understand that you were 5 years chairman of the British Interplanetary Society, I think with that background, you possibly have some opinion about the possibility of saucers being interplanetary.
Yes, I think it's only a matter of time before we're visited from space. In fact, I had an article in Harper's Magazine about 3 or 4 months ago called Where's Everybody?, which was on this very theme. There are at least 100,000 million suns in this one universe of ours, and we're probably a pretty backward section of it. And we've only been civilized, if we are civilized, for a very short period of time. I'm sure there's thousands of civilizations out there among the stars with very much higher standards than ours, and they have space travel and interstellar travel. So it's certainly only a matter of time before we're visited.
Now, when you say, Mr. Clarke, it's only a matter of time, are you implying that possibly they haven't arrived here as yet?
I should think it's very probable they've arrived scores of times in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And it's even possible they've arrived in historic time. I mean, since there have been men who've recorded these things. I mean, some of Charles Fort's accounts are very hard to explain any other way except the arrival of spaceships in the Earth's atmosphere. But I don't think they're arriving now.
You don't think they're arriving now?
No.
When you say that, do you mean today?
Well, I mean, I don't think they've arrived.
Or during the last...
During the century, say.
During the century, mm-hmm. You don't feel that any saucers or UFOs have arrived here from other planets?
Of course, I can't prove this, but it's my feeling that they haven't arrived. Now, as to why I don't think there are any visitors from space as of now, if somebody tells me they have seen a unicorn in Central Park, I say, very interesting, you may be right. If there really is a unicorn in Central Park, there'll be no doubt whatsoever about the matter in a very short period of time. Similarly, if there really are spaceships hovering around this Earth, that is the sort of thing which will be settled as unequivocally as the existence of unicorns in Central Park in a very short period of time. They'll be tracked, photographed, observed in every possible way.
Arthur Clarke, on this program, I've had the pleasure and the opportunity of talking with a lot of people, and I would say I've spoken to at least 8 or 10 people who claim that they have had physical contact with Venusians and Martians, and if I'm not mistaken, 2 or possibly 3 of these people claim that they've been in saucers and they've visited other planets. How do you feel about those things, Mr. Clarke?
Well, all these people who claim to have had physical contact and to have actually ridden in space vehicles,
mm-hmm.
They fall into 3 categories. Some of them are fooling you.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them really believe it and they're insane. Others are
possibly hoaxed by other people.